Hey there, awesome humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood stress whisper, back with another daily dose of sanity in this crazy beautiful world we call life. Today's topic. Mindful movement because let's be honest, sometimes just sitting still with all the swelling thoughts feels about as appealing as a root canal. But hold on. Before you click away thinking, ugh, exercise again, hear me out. We're not talking marathon training or contorting into yoga pretzel shapes unless that's your jam, rock on. We're diving into how simple, intentional movement can be your secret weapon against anxiety and a serious mood booster. Ever felt like your thoughts are running circles around you, leaving you in a perpetual state of what's next? You know that feeling when you're so stressed, even the simplest tasks feel monumental. Well, guess what? Our bodies are wired to respond to movement as our natural stress reliever. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to unlock this mindful movement magic. 1. It's not about intensity, it's about intention. Ditch the pressure of hitting a certain number of reps or running for miles. Think about how your body feels right now. Are you tense? Tight? Instead of pushing through it, try gentle stretches, a short walk, or even just swaying to your favorite music. The key is to be present in your movement, noticing each breath and the way your muscles respond. 2. Breathe it out. Movement isn't just about your body, it's deeply connected to your breath. Deep, intentional breaths can calm your nervous system faster than a sip of chamomile tea, although that's pretty awesome too. As you move, focus on inhaling fresh air and exhaling any tension or stress. Imagine those worries floating out with each exhale like you're literally releasing them into the universe. 3. Get curious about your body. This is where things get super interesting. Pay attention to how different movements make you feel. Does a certain stretch ease the tightness in your shoulders? Does walking barefoot on grass ground you? The more you tune into your body signals, the better you'll understand what it needs, and trust me, your body is a wise sage. 4. Make it fun. Let's be real, if exercise feels like a chore, you're less likely to stick with it. Find activities that genuinely spark joy, dancing like nobody is watching, taking a pottery class, even gardening can count. The goal is to move in a way that feels liberating and energizing, not draining and dreadful. 5. It's a journey, not a destination. Mindful movement isn't about achieving perfection, it's about showing up for yourself, day after day. Some days you might feel like a rock star athlete, other days you'll be happy to just wiggle your toes. And that's totally okay. Just keep coming back to the practice with kindness and curiosity, you've got this. Now let me paint you a picture of a typical workday gone right. Picture yourself rushing through emails, deadlines looming like hungry wolves. Your shoulders are tense, your mind is racing, and you're practically vibrating with stress. But instead of grabbing another cup of coffee, which will only give you a temporary jolt, you take 5 minutes for a mindful movement break. You walk to the window, take a few deep breaths, and stretch your arms up towards the sky. As you feel your body loosen up, you notice the weight lifting from your shoulders. Maybe you do some gentle yoga stretches at your desk, or even just stand up and dance around like nobody's watching. Trust me, they probably aren't. Suddenly, you feel a shift. The anxiety starts to melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. You're able to tackle those emails with renewed focus and energy, ready to take on the rest of your day. See? Mindful movement isn't just about physical well-being, it's about creating space for yourself in the midst of chaos. It's about remembering that even amidst the craziness, you have the power to choose how you respond, and sometimes a little intentional movement is all it takes to shift your whole perspective. So, my friends, go forth and move mindfully. Whether it's a quick walk around the block, a few stretches at your desk, or a full-blown dance party in your living room again, no judgment here. Remember that every little bit counts. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of mindful movement magic. Let me know what you think on social media. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and rocking those stress-buster moves.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.